a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. I'll call the House Commerce Committee to order. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Representatives Blake.
Aye.
Consett. Fargin.
Aye.
Greenfield. Jensen.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Krebs is excused. Nordstrom. Nygaard. Pitts.
Here.
Solberg. Solem.
Here.
And Rounds.
Here. We do have a quorum. Approval of the minutes.
So moved.
We have a motion of Representative Solem to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Fargin. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Purpose of today's meeting is the interim study request that we discussed last meeting. There were several of them. One of them was on Chapter 58, which is the insurance laws that we have in our books. Another one was a state health plan study by Representative Fargin. We had an insurance mandate study by Representative Jensen, and the human trafficking by Representative Greenfield. Representative Greenfield is not here today to discuss his. The insurance mandates question, I think we can combine with Title 58. Is that correct, Representative Jensen?
Yeah, that'd be fine, Mr. Chairman.
And the state health plan, Representative Fargin, would you like to discuss that any further? Did you write up a sheet on that?
Just a little one.
Okay, fire away.
Thank you so much. Pretty much like I explained a little bit, and obviously everybody heard the testimony, to allow certain local governments to participate in the state health insurance plan. I didn't do specific on that just because, let's go ahead and leave it up to the committee. And then what the three things I wrote down to kind of look at are just the three concerns that the Bureau of Personnel brought to our attention. Give local government the option to join the state health insurance plan. Make sure the federal money is not lost, and to pool all entities together in one pool to be able to gain lower premiums. And those are kind of the three things that were in question that they brought up, just because we talked about the two different pools and how if we have two pools, it doesn't really do anything for the local entities to really bring down premiums. So we have to try to look at doing the big pool, but then by doing that, we have to look at the federal monies and where's that going to be entailed at. So people that be involved, Bureau of Personnel, Revenue Regulation with the Insurance Division, County Commissioners, County Officials, SDEA, School Board, School Administrators, Municipalities, just to name a few. So,
Representative Fargin, would you make that a motion that the Commerce Committee do support the
yes.
summer study for
yes, I do move.
State Health Plan? We have a motion by Representative Fargin, seconded by Representative Kirschman. Any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, this is not a roll call vote. Is there any opposition to this committee submitting that as a request? Does anybody have a opposition to it? We've got seven votes here, seven votes in favor. We will put that down as a request from the Commerce Committee to the E-Board. Second one would be Chapter 58, and that was the one I discussed. I didn't really prepare the sheet because we could go a lot of ways with this. Allow certain local governments to participate. That's yours. Mine isn't. Mine is just a study of Chapter 58, encompasses all insurance. And I thought, should we define that more into just health insurance? Should we define that more into property, casualty, auto? And I'm thinking maybe we should just leave it at a study of Chapter 58, because we could go a lot of different directions with this. Representative Fargin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would that make it that so the executive committee does not approve it, does not like it, if it's that broad? Or, you would know the feeling of the exec board more than I would.
That would be a problem if we don't get that specific with it. But once I start getting specific, you open up other avenues that will end up being brought up in this summer study. Chapter 58 is a long chapter, and it is a huge chapter. Representative Pitts.
Do we want to put just some thoughts in there on what we're looking at to be studied in that chapter to say we would like this?
I guess I don't really know exactly what the exec committee does, and I think you were on it and pass around it now, and you might have more of an understanding of what does the exec committee look at when they pick and choose some of these entities to
here's,
put on
here's
summer
what
study.
I if I may interrupt here's what I we have down from the notes. The study of Title 58 of the insurance code to include mandated coverage of health insurance and subrogation. those are two topics that we've seen, and it would include those two, but it would not be limited to those two. It would cover Representative Jensen's, and it would cover the subrogation issue that we dealt with, but here again, this is a can of worms. We need to get back down to the floor very shortly. Representative Blake.
Oh, I just was going to say the other thing is I think healthcare is going to change, and I, you know, for us to start going
correct
through all that stuff and then we get new healthcare policies, we don't know what the, how that will impact what our state's going to do either.
As Representative Pitts.
As my memory's getting jogged, another area that we heard in this committee that would relate to health was the one on when a self-funded insurance goes bankrupt, the company goes bankrupt, and then the individual is left holding the bag. Now, Representative Romkema has been told there's nothing we can do, and I think all of us looked at that bill and said, my goodness, I wish we need to be able to do something. So that would be
and those are issues that we face this year that, as Representative Blake pointed out, we don't know what's coming down the pipe, how things are going to be changing. So while we're studying something this year that we'll have to turn around and revamp in 2 years? That's a question. Is there any... I'm not going to make the motion on that one. I think what I'll do, unless somebody wants to sign on with me...
No, I agree with Representative Blake. I think maybe just...
I will submit it as an individual, and maybe if anybody else wants to be part of this one, just to get it into the motion, into the system. It'll be rejected by e-board, I believe, but we need to get it looked at and reviewed. But Representative Blake, you're correct, and that's something I've been thinking about, too, is what's coming down the pipe. Any other, Representative Greenfield, human trafficking.
I decided not to pursue that. You know, last year we did try to forward it. In fact, I think three different committees put it before the e-board and they chose not to move on it. And since there was no discussion this session, I decided not to bring something forward for this year.
Okay, thank you. Any further topics before we go today? I've been told in the past with Doug Decker here from our LRC staff, he did a wonderful job this year. I've been told they're not allowed to receive gifts. They're our staff. But I'd like to thank Doug for his hard work, the time he put in. He did a marvelous job. But our secretary is allowed to get a card, and the committee got together and gave you a card. We thank you for the long hours you put in. I know a short meeting with 2 hours in this committee. That was a short meeting, and those are supposed to be the longest they last. So we appreciate, on behalf of the rest of the committee, thank you for your time. Thank you for your efforts. Any further business?
Mr. Chair.
Chairman.
Personal privilege.
Personal privilege granted. Representative Soule.
Thank you, sir. And I, too, on behalf of the House Commerce Committee, would also bring greetings, good tidings to our illustrious chairman. And
thank you
for your wisdom and guidance and your trust and your support and most importantly, your friendship. I do appreciate that. So what we would like for you to do is take that little token of our appreciation. There's a brand new club out on the east end of town. They serve 3-2 beer and kolache pizza only up until midnight, and we would like for you
on Sundays
we would like for you to treat you yourself and your bride to a little snack out there. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And thank you, committee members. It's been an honor to serve on this committee and also as chair. And we wouldn't have such a fun committee if it wasn't for the people on here. And we've got a variety of people from all walks of life, different backgrounds from across different locations of the state. And it just, I think we blend in well. We have our tense moments, but it makes every day exciting. Something new every day we sit in meeting, and that's why I always look forward to Commerce Committee. Nothing wrong with the other committees, local government, or going to a health committee for a visit, but Commerce is special. And I'm very proud to say I was a member of this committee and had a chance to serve with you folks, so thank you very much.
Come back and visit anytime.
I will.
In that chair.
Okay. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know it's anticlimactic because Representative Solem shared very heartfelt and sincere words, but having been in a similar situation to that you're in right now, I know it's bittersweet. You know, I've never been the chair of, you know, the committee in my last meeting, but I can only imagine that, you know, that it's got to be a little bit emotional. I just want to share, having been in this legislature for 10 years, I have never seen anybody who handles a committee so well. You have done a marvelous job getting through everything. I can't even begin to imagine the volume of bills. I never had any appreciation for what the Commerce Committee did until I was on the committee, and to see how gracefully you have managed the load. And also, it can't go unstated that we do appreciate our staff. And I know that you guys are largely responsible for that. But the way you put together a meeting is just remarkable. And I tip my hat to you. And I've never been on the committees of some of you other chairs. And I haven't even testified before your committees. But I really do tip my hat to you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for all of your work over the last 8 years.
Thank you, and thank you to the members. Last night it started to get sentimental when I looked up in the clock of the basketball game and there's just 14 seconds left. And I said to myself, you know, this is my last shot at, you know, being a part of the House, really. You know, it just kind of started to hit me. So it'll start getting emotional as the week goes on, but we're all going to face it at some time. So thank you very much for the kind words. Thank you very much for the hard work everybody on this committee did this year. I'm proud of this committee. I'm proud of the work we've done. I'm going to hand out. Everybody's going to get a copy of this. You're going to see what we did. I'm very proud of this. Very, very proud. I will brag this committee up. Sorry to the other chairs, but I'm sorry. This committee is tops. Thank you. Any other comments, suggestions, ideas? Thank you. Thank you all. Second. Motion to adjourn, Representative Greenfield, seconded by Representative Solem. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you. Okay.